Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, folks. I tell you what, I am stoked. It has been raining all night long. This has got to be the rainiest year that we've had in Florida. But that's not a bad thing. We needed it. My pool is full. It's saving me on my water bill. And today, it is drop-dead gorgeous. There's hardly any clouds in the sky right now. And you may be saying, Troy, why are you talking about this like this? Because I just love it. God has blessed us so much. We live in a beautiful place. And besides that, Jim Gilhouse wasn't on the line when I expected him to be here. So I am starting off today. And if I'm not mistaken, where we left off yesterday we were on a discussion tweet, day 17. Pack an action tweet or post an action tweet. I think we're already there, weren't we? So we're down here to day 18. Start putting your tweets together. Man, I apologize, guys. I've been up since 5 o'clock, had a great men's breakfast, met my son who moved back into Destin from Fort Walton, and we've just had a blast this morning. But let's get right down to it. Start putting your tweets together. You know, when we look at what we've been talking about over the last few days, I guess it's been almost 2 weeks now. The focus has been on how to use Twitter, on using Joel Comm's book, Twitter Power. And when you start putting your tweets together, this is what I do, and it's, I didn't used to do this. I mean, I think you guys all know, it hasn't been until we started doing this series that I started focusing heavier on Twitter. And now I've got a blueprint. I've got a whiteboard that I use for almost everything. And I know when I'm doing blog posts, I know what I'm going to be doing. I know what I'm going to be doing up Ping FM and Facebook and all that. Now I've started doing the same thing with Twitter. I make sure that when I put a video up anywhere that I'm Twittering, I'm going over and doing a tweet on it. I want people to be able to see those videos. So you need to put a plan together. What is it that you're going to be doing? Maybe you're starting off small. Maybe you're just now getting your blog put together, and you're focusing on that. And you say, okay, I've got my blog. I'm going to be doing a post every few days, and you want to get that up, and you want to get it out there. Do a Twitter post on it so that you know that you're ready to roll. I think that's important. You know, if you're going to, let's say you're doing something over on Facebook, maybe you put a new fan page together, and you say, okay, I want to make sure I get as many members as I can. Do a little tweet on that. Get it out there. Let people see it. Put your tweets together. You know, once you know what you're trying to do, once you know what your target audience is going to be, from that point forward, everything should just line up. Everything should be going copacetic. It should be smooth. You'll know what you're doing. Day 19. Try a different sequence. Now this is interesting when he starts looking at this, and because in real estate you hear people say it's about location, location, location. In marketing, you'll hear people say it's about the content, content, content. Well, with Twitter, it's the same thing. You've got to test, test, test. So what you're going to do is you're going to try some different ideas. You're going to put some different sequence of tweets out there. You're going to do it at different times of the day. Find out when you get the most traffic. When are people following you the best? When are they going through and you're picking up more followers? I think this is a plus. Because if you can see when you're picking stuff up, if you know when your actual tweets are getting you the most traffic, when you're getting the right type of visitors, then you're on a roll. Then you're doing it right. So you got to test on that. Don't expect it all to happen overnight. You know, just work through it. Day 20, have some fun. Now, this is where what I want you to do, and you can write this down. And Joel didn't say it like this, but this is what I think. Go check out what everybody else is doing. Look at your followers. See what your followers are up to. See what it is that you're wanting to take and try. Look around and see what else is happening, what else is going on. See what other people are up to. You know, this is how you're going to find out what you need to find out. You may find some people that you want to follow that are power tweeters. You also may find some stuff that you just want to put in there. Maybe you're maybe you like to follow TMZ and know what the current gossip is that's going on out there in Hollywood. Well, then you might want to go over and become a follower of TMZ and get that rolling and see what's going on. You know, that's the key when you're out there, and this was just a follow-up until Jim got on, but, you know, when you're having fun, you're taking time to get to know your followers, you're taking time to make some personal contact with people and you're just relaxing and getting to know Twitter better. So, Jimmy, how you doing, buddy?
I am doing absolutely marvelous, baby.
Oh, that's excellent. I love hearing that. Well, man, we are stoked about getting this action plan finished up today, bro.
Well, you know what? I've been thinking a lot about what we've been doing here. I had a couple of people over the last 24 hours send me some messages and everything, and they're excited about what they're doing with this and putting it into action for themselves and starting brand new profiles from scratch to implement this with. So, you know, I think that it's going to be exciting. I'm watching my own, you know, the size of my own profile grow over at Twitter, and it's like, wow, this is really, you know, it's proof that what we're doing is working.
Oh, I agree with that.
So, if I remember correctly, yesterday we left off and you were talking about a discussion tweet and an action tweet, and we finished off on a discussion or an action tweet. Am I right?
I thought we finished up on day 20 having fun.
Did we?
Yeah, because you were talking about having fun, and now here's what I just did. I just went over those last three, though, again. I can tell you that
okay,
already.
Okay, cool. Well, before we go any further, I want you to talk about what happened yesterday when you put up a blog post and you started your discussion tweet. and then we can, you know, because I know you've been, you know, having fun with day 20. So let's let our listeners know what happened yesterday with your discussion tweet and just exactly, I mean, how simple it was.
Oh, you know what, and it's fun, because when you know what you're doing, and this goes back to having a plan. When you put the plan together and you know where you're going with it, the sky's the limit. And I knew that I had a controversial post that I wanted to put up. I took my time to make sure that I did it in a way that would really, really get people to open it up and watch the video. That was the important part that I wanted to do. I wanted them to really dig deep. So I put this up sometime mid-afternoon. Maybe later in the evening. I knew that it would take a little bit of time to go viral. But what has happened, and this is the amazing thing on this, Jim, not only did we put it up at Twitter, we put it up at Facebook, we put it up at MySpace, I've got it on I don't know how many different social sites, we've got it over at my blog, we've got it on Better Networker, we've got it on that network, or that MLM beat, and all of a sudden, you thought we were back in the year 2000, man, because I'm getting more emails than I'm getting anything. But it has caused people to slow down and think. I'm getting phone calls from people. I'm getting emails from people. I'm getting comments from people. I'm getting people that are saying, matter of fact, I had one comment over on Facebook. I just had breakfast with this gentleman today. He said, Troy, I've never in my life met this guy, but I like the way you did your delivery, and I love the fact you want to give people second chances. And you know, Jim, this has been the interesting thing about this post. What I anticipated isn't taking place. And I find this peculiar in a good way, and I'm making notes in my journal. I really thought I would get lambasted by people that, oh, how do you say it, would get mad because I'm giving somebody that they don't like any attention at all. And instead, based on the way that I did my video, I'm having people call saying, Troy, thank you, because we believe, you know, thank you for putting this up, and we want to know the truth. I was on the phone last night with the CEO of a company, and he said, you know, I wouldn't let you join my business at all, but man, I would love to know the truth about, is he really a scammer or has he just got bad luck? I mean, it's amazing, Jim, when you put the discussion out there and you take the time to do it right, that people will stop to think. They'll think their own values through. They'll think whether or not they get caught up in the peer pressure of the drama that sometimes is on the internet. And the funniest thing is I got up this morning, went to meet Dalton for breakfast, and I got back here and there was an email from this gentleman. And he said, you know, you did a very fair and balanced video. I would love to take 15 minutes a week and just chat with you and see what you might have found. See if you can find anything at all that I've lied about. I mean, he really does want to take care of his reputation, but at the same time, you know, he knows that I'm gonna still dog his company because I think it's a piece of crap. But, you know, that's just life. Jim, I could go on all day, and I don't want to do that. But when you do it,
well, no. But you saw what I wrote on there.
Oh,
yesterday.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And you know, it's the champion is not measured by how many times we get knocked down, but rather by how many times we get back up, dust ourselves off, and get back in the game. And it reminds me of you know, riding bulls as a young man back when I was, you know, absolutely insane. You know, when I had no fear whatsoever, because you do, you know, you get bucked up. Okay, all right, fine. You know, dust yourself off. You know, get back up, go try it again. You know, and you look at the most successful people in life. And more and more and more of them have had failure after failure after failure, or what people would consider to be failures. And a lot of people would ask, how could you possibly continue to go on? So, yeah, again, you know, I particularly loved Gary DeMarco's comment about the fact that if there were, you know, belts for the level of social media proficiency, brother, you'd have a black belt and you'd be a grandmaster. So, you know, great job, man. You really hit a home run with that one, and you took exactly what we've been working on and doing and everything and made a perfectly viable evidence tweet. Let me put it that way.
It really was, and it's like, wow.
Yeah, it was awesome, man. Loved it. All right, so day 20 we're up to, which was having fun, and I know you had a blast with that yesterday by going and doing some of the things that you did with that, so that's absolutely awesome. Day 21, do some off-Twitter marketing. Now, there's a multitude of different things that we can talk about on this particular subject, and I'm going to use what you did yesterday to kind of pull that together. You had stuff that you put up at Better Networker, at Facebook, at thatmlmbeat.com, multitude of different places, mlmhelpdesk.com, all of these different places were ultimately all tied together. But the thing I want people to understand, you know, if you're listening to this, ask yourself this question. How many times have you seen in published material nowadays, whether it's, you know, business cards, whether it's, you know, television. I mean, my God, television nowadays, you can't watch an ad on TV without seeing, you know, follow us on Twitter or find us on Facebook somewhere embedded in the ad, even if it's just the subtle graphic that's associated with it. And I think that's ultimately what they're talking about here with some off-Twitter marketing. You know, you want to focus developing followers to bring that together. And that goes hand in hand. This next one, day 22, combine your social media tools. There's a couple of different things to think about on this one. The first one is having a tool like Hootsuite that allows you to post to multiple different platforms simultaneously, having a tool like Ping FM that allows you to post to multiple different platforms simultaneously. And in doing that, what it does is it gives you a super broad impact when you do post to these different places for creating the effect like what Troy had yesterday with the video that he put out. Because the more places that you can tie things together at the same time, from a business standpoint, the more viral that it becomes, the more exposure that it gets. The other night we were talking with our good friend Doug Feuerbach, And Doug was talking about the fact that Facebook has roughly 400 million people on. And there's literally hundreds, if not thousands, of smaller niche sites, everything from, you know, golf sites to a variety of other different types of, you know, horticulture sites, and you name it, that have got up to a million or more people on them that don't even really spend a lot of time on any of the major platforms. I know my wife is a regular user of a site that is a Germany-based site, social site, called Wer kennt wem, which is who knows who, translated into English. And there's a lot of the people that she knows on that are on that site. They've got a Facebook site, but they really don't use it that much because Facebook is so predominantly English. And, you know, if you want to reach into niche markets, find out if there's a niche market that has a social media platform and go become a part of it. All right. We're up to day 23 now. Drive followers to purchase a special offer. Now, Troy, I know you've been writing some ebooks and you've done some things here lately. You know, talk to our listeners about how you move them to get them to come take a look at some of the ebooks and white papers that you're creating and you know the behavior necessary to make that happen.
Well, the first thing that you've got to do, Jim, is you've got to show that you are an expert. Now, it doesn't mean that you've got to be the dominant expert, but let's use Twitter as an example right now. You know, if Joel Comm had just put out a book called Twitter Power, and then he was over in Twitter trying to sell a book on Facebook, and he's not known as the expert on Facebook, he's not going to move anything. Nothing's going to happen. So the best way to really make this work right is to be tweeting in advance of what you're going to be putting out. And if you've got let's say you're putting a little e-book together, and you decide, you know, this is going to be about 35 pages long, but I want to give the first two pages away for free. Then what you would do, folks, is you'd put it up on your blog, and you'd say, this is going to be the first couple of pages of my new e-book on Twitter. And you put it on your blog, and then you go over to Twitter, and you say, hey, I'm writing a new e-book. If you want to check out what I wrote, you know, follow the link. They go over and they read a little bit about it. Now, maybe a week or so down the road is when you say, look, I'm doing a special. And you say in your mind, I want to give my Twitter followers the first ability to get this. So you put a little 140-character just promo that states the first 78 people that click on this link will get my new Twitter Power book for half price. All of a sudden, folks, you're going to have people coming to check it out because you've done two things. You've put a limited amount on there, first of all. They know they've got to be one of the first ones to jump in there or they're not going to get it. And second of all, you've already been putting stuff out on Twitter. They see that you're a professional. You know, if I wanted to go out and let's say I wanted to write an e-book on social marketing as a whole, maybe I want to call it the Social Marketing Directory, which I do have, by the way. And we've updated it, and we update it about every quarter, and I haven't got the new version out yet this quarter. But here's what would happen. Because my presence on the Internet is so broad, I could start doing a little promo, Jim, early and saying, hey, I've just added 125 brand-new video social marketing sites to the Social Marketing Directory. And I could write a little bit on my blog. And then I could go over to Twitter and say, hey, get ready for the new copy. If you want the advanced if you want to order your advanced copy, go to my blog, go to my website, go to whatever. You gotta work with this, folks. You gotta put just a little bit of a takeaway.
Now, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
You know, when a person takes advantage of knowledge that they have, this is something that I've seen people do this. And is there any limit or on the price that you charge for one of these ebooks? I mean, can you know, what do you charge them for?
Oh man, you know, you could charge them anything under the sun. I usually keep my prices around $17 or less. and it is solid information. Now, one of the things, Jim, that I tell people all the time is that it's not so much about the price as it is the content in the book. And a lot of times you will get people that if you put the word free, they will come and they will get the product, they will put it in their shelf, they will put it on their hard drive, they'll never read it. But when you add a little bit of dollar to it, they feel like there's some value there. Now, I know some gurus out here that want to sell their knowledge for $900 and you get an e-book or you get a notebook sent to you in the mail. I've always looked at the law of large numbers, and I look at what my mentor, John Maxwell, has done, who's written, I think, over 30 different leadership-type books. And his books range anywhere from $9 to, I think, $29.95 was his highest book. I've gotten his CDs and DVDs, and I'm on an annual plan, so I spend about $144 a year for one of his audio clubs. I'm a member on his website, and what I've learned from John and his marketing team that he's put together is that if I can keep everything together under $100, if I can put a marketing or training site together, and maybe it's $25 a month. If I can put a book out once a quarter and it's $25 a month. If I can put a CD program together and maybe it runs $12, $13, $14 a month. A person will invest $100 a year and I can keep my message in front of them in one facet or the other. And I just believe that's a good rule of thumb for people. And they need to know that. Don't go for the almighty dollar. Don't think that, you know, hey, if I just put this book out and I sell 100 copies at $500 a piece, I won't have to work for 2 months. You know, you want to build a following. In the old days, we called it a list, and the sad thing is people don't even have a clue what a list is. I don't want a list. I want fans. I want friends. I want followers. Because if I have friends, fans, and followers, the three F's, then I'm going viral. People are going to see who I am, what I am. They're going to want to be friends with me because I'm friends with Gilhouse, or I'm friends with Maxwell, or I'm friends with Calm. And that's what I want. I want to build friends, fans, and followers, because at the end of the day, if I have friends, fans, and followers, then I've got a family. And I know that we're always going to be going together, we're going to be working together, we're going to be doing stuff together. And we're all with like-minded things going on. So that's my 2 cents worth, Jimmy boy.
Brother, I couldn't agree with you more. You know, and I mean, basically, what we're talking about right now is all stuff that you've got a huge area of expertise. But I'm going to interject something here real quick for the people who might be interested in writing an e-book. Because the neat thing about an e-book, if you write an e-book and a person downloads that e-book to their desktop, to their hard drive, wherever they put it, and you've taken the time to embed hyperlinks into your ebook with additional valuable content embedded with those hyperlinks, what you're going to find is when a person buys your first ebook for $7.77 or whatever, you know, catchy number that you might want to throw on it, you may actually wind up with additional purchases or additional customers by way of the hyperlinks that are embedded into your service. Now, we talk about a lot of books in the training that we do here on Radio Free Your Mind. And this would be an ideal thing where if you're talking, you know, let's say you've got a niche on cooking, something that you want to do about cooking, and you've got links in your paper that you prepare to specific cookbooks or different tools that you can get from a place like Amazon that allows you to have affiliate links and stuff like that. And every time that you talk about using one of these tools or books in there, you've got a link that takes a person right over to Amazon so they can see and buy it. Hey, if they buy it and they do that from your link, you're making a commission off of it right then and there. On top of the $7.77 or whatever number that you deem necessary for your ebook. So, all right, enough on that one. So we talked about driving people to purchase. What about these last? Troy, I'm just going to shut up because this is day 24, driving followers to your blog. Troy Dooley is the expert. Day 25, drive followers to subscribe to something. Troy Dooley is the expert. Day 26, drive followers to purchase without a special offer. Yeah, Troy Dooley is the expert. And day 27, have fun. Troy Dooley is the expert. So I'm going to let you talk about those,
that's
man.
Hilarious.
That's really, I mean, it's what you've been doing with everything that you've been working on over at the MLMHelpDesk.com.
Well, it is. And, you know, folks, for you that may not have been over to our website, we've had the blog now for, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, never did anything with it until last January. And last January I did one post that said, watch this blog this year and see what we do. And we still left it up there. I mean, you could go dig it up from last January and you see it. And basically what we did was we started looking around and seeing what everybody else was doing, and we did just the opposite. Everybody else was trying to build an email list and send an email list in a newsletter and get people to come to their website. I looked at that and thought, that isn't going to work. It's not working at all. You got too much spam and everything else. So what we did was we started driving value. We started putting up content that was informational. I went out and found leaders that I'd never met before. Called them on the telephone and said, I'd like to talk to you. I'd like to know your story. Tell me a little bit about you. And I called them servant leaders. And we started putting up the servant leader posts. Then I started putting up some training, stuff that people wouldn't find anywhere else. I started looking at what's some of the stuff out there that's controversial. Well, one of the things that's big, I mean, we see it all the time, and people will say 95% of people in network marketing fail. Well, I started doing the math. You've got a growth rate in the industry. You can't have a 95% failure rate. That just doesn't make any sense. It wouldn't work. So we did a whole big thing, and we put up the information showing the growth of the industry, not just in America but worldwide. Then I started going out and looking at the social marketing and saying, okay, where's everybody else at? What's everybody else doing? At the time, everybody was at MySpace. Well, that was the last place we wanted to do business, if everybody's at MySpace. So we went over to Ning, and we went over to MLM.com, and we went over to Better Network, or, well, back then it was Magnetic Sponsoring. And we went over to Facebook, and then we started looking at some little places like Skidoo and Dig and StumbleUpon and Tribe, and we started looking. Folks, here's the kicker. If you want to drive followers to your blog, do not do what other network marketers do. Go do what real marketers do. Go study the Seth Godins of the world. Go study the Brian Eisenbergs of the world. Find people outside of your niche. That way you're thinking outside the box, and soon you'll become the expert, and that's what we did. Then we started looking at how can we drive our followers to subscribe. Now, this is a tricky one, and I'm going to share an inside secret with you. If you want people to subscribe to your blog, go subscribe to other people's blogs. Go find stuff that's important to you. And I started subscribing to places like Network World. I started TechCrunch and all these other places that had nothing to do with network marketing. Because when I'd leave comments, it would start tracking back. People started coming to my website. All of a sudden, I started getting followers. Then I'd go over and I'd become friends, fans, and followers in other people's places. And all of a sudden, they started coming to mine. And then here's the cool thing. This is where this all works. Because I was putting out stuff of value. When I would do a blog post and I'd say, hey, I was just over on Stephen Pierce's site, and he's got a free book that you need to go pick up and purchase because it will teach you how to do internet marketing. Here's exactly what would happen. People would go over there and start getting his free book. Then they started upgrading, and I started making a commission. I have affiliate links that I do that with, only on people that I trust, people I've used their stuff with, people that work. If you want to find followers, if you want to find friends, if you want to find fans, then you need to be one first. It kind of goes back, Jimmy, to what John Maxwell teaches on the law of connection. Once you're a good follower, you'll make a great leader. But if you're not a good follower, you'll never make a great leader. That's just the way it has to be. You do it first, people will follow. That's the game. Folks, we got 10 seconds left, and I just want to say thank you for being here. Tomorrow we will finish this up with Radio for Your Mind. Have a fantastic day.
God bless everybody. Have a great day.